in this read option, people say, well, what is he reading? You know, a lot of fans have asked that. So explain what you read.
Well, one, it depends on the defense, and it depends on how exactly we're reading it. But, you know, most of the time it's, you know, like the DN or something like that, that, you know, depends on exactly what we're doing. But, you know, that's kind of the base way.
Now, Willis told me you surprised them a couple of times by giving them the ball. Did you talk about that at all?
Well, you know, we're still getting our timing with it, and we're continuing to get better timing every day. But, you know, obviously, you know, the speed's just a little bit faster in the game, so, you know, that helps getting that timing in the game as well.
How much are you guys going to have to continue to adapt the playbook and this these option-type plays moving forward?
Well, you know, I think our offense is what it is, and we'll continue to run that. And then every week, you know, game plan, you know, a few new things, you know, just like any team would to try to take advantage of the defense we're going against.
I know last week you said that you didn't have a ton of input necessarily in, I mean, as the coaches are calling the plays, but obviously this is something you're familiar with and have run. So have you gotten a little bit more say? I mean, is it a dialogue going on during the week?
Well, this is what I try to, like, and, you know, consistently stay up there and stay in meetings and listen to why we're putting in things and understand what's going on and, you know, and talk about it with them. And, you know, if I can give it, you know, any input, then I try if I know something about it. But, you know, for the most part, you know, our coaches, you know a lot about this, and they're extremely smart. And so, you know, Coach McCoy and Coach Gase are, you know, very intelligent. So I trust what they say and what they tell me.
What does it mean for you to get a healthy Willis McGahee back?
Well, he's pretty good when he's not 100% too. No, it's great. You know, he's someone that comes in every day and works extremely hard, and he's such a competitor in the games. It's huge having him on our team, and he's a great asset.
Do you think the option is sustainable over a long period of time? I mean, there's a lot of reasons why in the NFL we really haven't seen the option. It's more of a college offense and the big hits and that kind of thing, the quick line.
Well, it's also, you know, why our offense is still our offense. I mean, we haven't changed what we do, and we'll consistently continue to do that. You know, but on those plays weren't necessarily ones that you take big hits. And I think that's a little bit of a myth, too, is you don't necessarily get as hit as much on sort of replays as people would think. You know, I'd say your hits probably are more just sitting in the pocket.
So you were beat up pretty good after the Lions game, and now, you know, praised again this week for your play, maybe even by the same people. But what's your thoughts, people, how you handle criticism?
Well, it's a little bit of like we're telling y'all last week, is that, you know, thank the Lord that I don't have to live with the roller coaster that y'all make out of my life. So, you know, that is big. And, you know, my faith is something that keeps me grounded and that, you know, doesn't waver. And my family is something that keeps me grounded and doesn't waver, because they don't care if I win or lose or throw touchdowns or picks.
Do you ignore criticism?
Well, I mean, it's hard to ignore it when, you know, it's everywhere. But you know, I think I try not to pay attention to it, but, you know, it still adds a little fuel to the fire.
Obviously, there was a couple of plays that hit for touchdowns in the passing game, but Willis was saying the other day that at some point the passing game is going to have to carry things. Do you agree? I mean, at some point that the passing game is going to have to...
I think that depends on how we're getting played by defenses. Defense dictates so much. You know, I think we have to stay balanced, is my opinion. When a defense doesn't know whether you're throwing it or you're running it, I think that's when you're most effective, and I think that's where we have to be.
How would you evaluate your day passing last week compared to the first two starts?
I think I improved some things. I felt like, you know, they did some good things with some coverages and some blitzes and to stop some things. You know, but I think, you know, we hit some big plays and we were able to hit some things underneath to get drives going, and which was big. But I think we just have to continue to work on consistency and, you know, and kind of sustain that for four quarters.
Is the accuracy a number that you particularly look at? Like how many, what percentage of your passes you're completing?
Well, I mean, this is something you look at, and we definitely want to improve that. But more than anything, you know, we want to look at the ones when, you know, we're attempting it to a receiver and the accuracy with that, not just throwaways and everything as well.
We've been talking about getting accustomed to receivers and vice versa. Eddie said the play that he scored on touchdown he basically did the wrong thing and ran to an area. Is that part of you guys playing together where you can actually see him, you know, make a mistake and know he...
Without a doubt. And they did a great job on that play. You know, they had that play covered, and we were trying to run the tight end backside, and they covered it, and you got to tip your hat off to them because they covered it well. But Eddie just made a play, and I'm just very thankful that I was on the same page with him, was able to find him, because they actually had a great call versus it too. So, you know, you got to give Eddie the credit. He made a great play.
Was it just eye contact? Did you see it?
You know, it was just kind of knowing what he was going to do and just being around him. I know it didn't make sense, but just seeing, okay, you know, when he kind of got into the linebacker, he kind of started working away, and, you know, just kind of anticipated it, and he beat him, and it was hard for that guy to keep up with him, and, you know, he scored on it. So it was a huge play for us.
Sorry. You were 68, even sometimes a 70% passer in college. What's the difference in the NFL game? Is it the passing to a heavier pass rush, or the receivers are, it's a tighter window?
You know, I think you're facing a good pass rush every game. You're facing some very good DBs. And so I think it's just a mixture of both. And, you know, it's that consistency that I'm always talking about. It's finding that and sustaining that for four quarters.
How does a 3-4 defense change the read option?
In the Broncos?
Sorry.
How does a 3-4 defense change the read option?
Well, you know, there's different things you have to do versus it. And, you know, we're just going to run our offense, and, you know, Kansas City's a very good defense, and they do some things very well. They're very well coached, and they got some big-time playmakers, so we just have to execute. But we're not just worried about running the read option. We got to execute in everything.
Sorry, Arrowhead's always a tough, you know, place to play. Is it making a lot tougher coming off that blowout to Miami last week?
You know, they'll be very focused and very motivated, and, you know, so we'll have to come in and try to execute early. Want to try to take the crowd out of it and also get that momentum going for us, because any team playing at home, if they get the momentum going with the fans behind them, you know, you can get things going, so we'll have to execute early.
Hey, Tim, how would you describe the support that you're getting from within the organization right now?
Well, yeah, I feel a lot of support, but more than anything, I'm just trying to stay focused and take it one day at a time and improve every single day.
Tim, you mentioned you ignore the criticism, but what do you do to kind of deprogram or just vent? You've got to, right? At some point, step away from it all?
I'm very blessed to have a great family and friends and support staff around me that I have at all times, you know, to talk to and to be around. And, you know, that's one of the greatest joys of my life.
Hey, Tim, is this the most comfortable you felt running the offense this past week?
Probably, you know. And, you know, like I say every week, I know it sounds cliche, but just every day in practice, more and more meetings, and the timing with the guys, and then games, you know, because that speed changes a little bit in the games. Receivers run just a little bit faster in the games, so, you know, getting used to that, and, you know, getting that timing, and, you know, each game, you know, I felt a little bit more comfortable, and also something that I played in. All right, thanks. God bless y'all.